Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of the late Egyptian president, Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 revolution in Egypt and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. Today, we're going to be talking about the BRICS. Over the years, we have seen the BRICS evolve from being an idea in diplomatic circles to a charter on paper to having a regular annual summit and steadily becoming an institution with active organizational units and structures and financial and political instruments. The BRICS have evolved by taking steps to institutionalize the BRICS concept in order to counterbalance and possibly compete with the existing web of institutions and the international financial, economic, and political order that was put in place at the end of the Second World War by the Western powers, and which has started to show elements of biases towards countries of the West and a general inequality and misuse of influence on the international arena. The expected growth of Russia, China, and the other BRICS countries give hope for the forging of a new multipolar world in which the United States can no longer dictate unilaterally through its multifaceted institutions or by imposing the policies on international institutions. It was perhaps a similar dynamic that existed during the time of President Nasser in Egypt. The Soviet Union and the United States presented a bipolar environment in which President Nasser was aware of the opportunities the dynamic provided. The situation presented the option to negotiate the better or more reasonable deal. Today, we find that the biased international order of the West is not always acting in favor of the common good, but rather using sanctioning measures and using the global media machine, along with the international order institutions, to drive preconceived Western agendas. President Gamal Abdel Nasser believed in the international community, hence his insistence to participate on the global stage, recognizing the potential of Egypt as a leader within the Arab and Muslim world. He sought to make a statement on the international arena, and Egypt became a vocal and active participant in the United Nations. It established the Non-Aligned Movement alongside Yugoslavia and India, and was instrumental in the founding of the African Union, then known as the Organization of African Unity. The international stage is an open playing field that is currently almost completely dominated by the dollar financial system and the institutions governing the system. However, history has taught us that there is always room for new ideas to challenge the old ones. And there have been many instances in which old ideas have been substituted with new ones. The BRICS platform, as we know it today, carries a hope to offer a promising new idea that can help remedy an ailing situation in which the world financial system is creating a widening income inequality gap and causing more and more countries to struggle economically. It is perhaps only a matter of time before Egypt becomes a key player within the institution, advocating solutions and voicing the needs of many nations in Africa and the Arab and Muslim world. Thank you for listening, and see you here next time on RT.